Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, I don't know about you, but my TikTok is constantly bombarded with influencers and TikTokers and YouTubers making these incredibly elaborate lunchboxes for their children on a daily basis. And it's the work and the precision that goes into them. It's absolutely nuts. Journalist Niamh O'Reilly is writing about this in the Irish Independent today because, Niamh, you've been attempting these TikTok lunchboxes.
Hi, Andrea. Sort of. Now, I haven't gone to the length of making like these, panda shaped sushi rice rolls or,
you're such a failure, Niamh, if you haven't.
What I have done is things like maybe, cut the sandwiches with like a star shaped cookie cutter or maybe turn wraps into pinwheels or like try and make homemade Lunchables. So like cutting the cheese and cutting the crackers and cutting the ham into maybe squares or circles and that sort of thing. And that alone was enough to just put me off, send me like over the deep end.
I think that's fairly fancy as it is.
Well, thank you very much. But my children didn't think so.
Oh, really?
It's funny. Once this kind of trend, I think, hits a school, it just heaps the pressure on the parents. And it's not the kids' fault. Like they see, someone sitting next to them with this gorgeous bento lunchbox with all sorts in it. And they're thinking, oh, wow, mammy, can I have my kiwi cut into an interlocking star shape, please? And you're just thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? Most parents, I don't want to speak for all parents here, but a lot of parents, especially the ones that would be in my circle, we hate making lunch for our children. It's probably the thing we put, down the bottom of the list. It's a chore. It's something that has to be done. And most of us try our best to provide a healthy, tasty lunch that you hope that they're going to eat. And generally speaking, that's a sandwich, maybe a wrap, or if you're getting really fancy, a bagel, maybe a packet of crisps, a bit of fruit, and a drink, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think most of us were raised on the good old humble Sambo. And sometimes if your mum ran out of ham and cheese, it was a jam Sambo. And that was a great day because you got a jam sandwich for your lunch. I think it's just gotten totally bonkers. And I agree with you. My TikTok feed is flooded with
it. Oh, my God.
I have to say, I love watching them. They're really, really enjoyable things.
So do I. Listen, I don't even have children and I end up watching them because I'm absolutely mesmerised by the effort and the time and the precision that it takes to put this stuff together. There's one girl I know on Instagram, right? And only a couple of weeks ago, there was stars were going into it. There's a message that goes in between each layer of the sandwich. There's it's incredible stuff that's going into the lunchbox.
It's unreal. And I take my hat off to the parents who have the time and the skill to do this, because it is a skill. I mean, some of them are just short of carving, a mini Michelangelo's David out of their child's baby bell. It's really, really
You're wore out with it though, Niamh, I take it by the sounds of it.
I'm worn out with it. Yeah. I can't do it anymore. And I felt like the days where I didn't put in the effort and I just made a sandwich, I felt sort of guilty because I hadn't put in this extra effort. And half the time, the mad stuff I made, they didn't eat it. Because my children are small, they're 5 and 7.
Yeah.
And small kids, they don't really want to sit down and eat lunch. Like, they want to eat as quickly as possible and go out and play
move
with
on.
The pals.
Holly Dalton is with us, Niamh, as well. Holly is chef and director of Combini Condiments. Where has this stemmed from, Holly?
Yeah, this is not nothing new. Like, this has been going on since about the 90s in Japan. Like, bento box lunches are huge and it really got kind of out of control. And a lot of schools actually had to end up banning them because it got so competitive with the parents making these kind of lunches, especially because like they would latch on to whatever anime was trending at the time, be it like, Pokemon or Doraemon or Anpan Man, any of those. And it just got insane. And this is even before social media. So this was just like, this kind of spread organically from like school to school and like child to child. And a lot of schools, I think, just had to nip it in the bud because it just got like way out of hand. Like parents were getting up at 5 a.m. to kind of get these lunchboxes ready. Just insanity. And there is definitely still that culture in Japan, but I think it's calmed down a little bit. In saying that, I'm the idiot who bought the, you know, Pikachu shaped rice molds, you know, and I have them in my press. And I literally made one the other day for my son, who is only a year old. Like, he has no concept of what this is. He absolutely does not care. It's funny, like, we're saying we're making it for the kids. It's a little bit fun to make, or, you know, and it's satisfying when it turns out well. But, like,
yeah.
Do the kids care? I'm going to say probably not. Like, I really don't think that they do. I mean, maybe a certain age group can appreciate it, or you open the lunchbox and it's like, oh, that looks cool for like half a second. And then it's just like, okay, I'm going to eat this now, or I'm not going to eat it, more often than not, because, you know, kids can be very picky. So, it's nothing new. I mean, it's trending now and it does look great, obviously, with social media. You know, visuals are huge and they look fantastic. And I'm sure a lot of them taste pretty good as well. Yeah. But like, it's a lot of faff. And I definitely think, when it comes to kind of breakfast, lunch and dinner, lunch is the one that kind of gets kind of left on the shelf. Lunch is kind of like,
parents do it. Is that the real reason, Niamh? But maybe if their child's a picky eater, sure, they'll add in any artistic feature if it'll get them to eat it.
You know, like lunches can drive you mad. Like, the same orange can come home, you know, for as long as an orange can last in a lunchbox, or a banana, or, you know, whatever it is. So sometimes you just think, God, I would literally do anything to have a lunchbox come home empty and my child to have eaten, you know, a good lunch. Because when you pick them up, sometimes they are starving, like they're really hungry. They haven't sat down and eaten their lunch. And you literally will do anything. But what I have found is that going over the top with elaborate stuff, It might keep their attention for a day or two, but I think a lot of them like the routine of a good old sandwich or a wrap or something. Do you know what I mean? So I think we need to take the pressure off ourselves as parents. And there is pressure, you know.
You could see some of the texts that we're getting in here now, Niamh, from some listeners tuned in today with these photographs of these incredible children's bento lunchboxes. They actually look really divine. Journalist Niamh O'Reilly, Holly Dalton, chef and director of Conveni Condiments. Thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.